You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Now I switch my gaze over to the right a little bit, and there's Jeremy.
Here I am.
Yay, not redheaded. father of a four-year-old boy and a little seven-month-old girl. And it's...
Yeah. You're soon to be eight, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's your little girl that we want to talk about here because she's less than a year old.
Yes, she is. And, I mean, we're elf deep into presents in our basement. So we were kind of sorting through the presents the other day and noticed that we had kind of got a few more things for Reed than we had for little Lila. So Nicole immediately was like, oh, my gosh, we've got to make things even here. We need to go get, you know, whatever, five more gifts for Lila because five, we got to make it even. I just pulled that out of my, it was like seven.
It's probably more.
we got to go get more gifts for Lila to make it all equal. And so Reed sees that it's equal. And I'm like, whoa, pump your brakes, baby, as Emily would say. Pump your brakes.
Baby girl.
Baby girl. Lila's seven. She'll be 8 months at Christmas. She's an eight-month-old baby. Do we really need to be forking out a ton of money on Christmas gifts for a little human that's still crapping her pants and really doesn't know what is going on?
Let me ask you this.
What
have you gotten her already? What do you get the blob?
There's a few little, like, baby toys and things that she can kind of use throughout the upcoming year. A couple toys that she can kind of grow into. Because really, I mean, you could hand her
spoon.
A tube of the wrapping paper and some tissue paper and be like, Merry Christmas, sweet child of mine. But I just don't feel like we should be forking out so much money on this little blob. I mean, this is kind of our year to not have to do that before the Christmas gifts really start kicking in, you know, for the kids.
She's not going to remember a dang thing.
And I would even
argue next year she's not really going to remember that much. So why don't you just go into that big candle closet of yours in the hallway.
Give her a Yankee candle.
Just give her a Yankee candle and call it a day.
That's pretty good. Give her something I want.
You re-gift.
Nicole's kind of excuse is, you know, we're doing this more for Reed. So Reed can see that she's getting things and, you know, he
can. Santa's going to bring her
there
things.
There is that. That's why I said Santa will take care of, you know, a
so
few
you
of these.
Don't need to pile on. Santa's going to hook
I know,
the blob
but
up.
But I'm kind of losing this battle.
I can see you explaining that to Reed, too. You sit him down and say, listen. Your sister is almost an inanimate object. She's not going to
she
remember
doesn't even
any
know.
Of this.
She can barely eat peas right now, so just relax,
little buddy. I know, what can an 8-month do? Like, can she sit up on her own? Can she roll? Can
she
write an essay?
She can sit up on her own, which that's about all she's got, Em.
All right, well...
So it's basically, we're going to be...
Her resume's real short.
We're wrapping presents for her that we're going to end up opening for her on Christmas morning.
Right.
So yeah.
So it's I had so some goofy. Friends of mine who got into this same argument because the husband in that family was saying, you don't get a pre-1-year-old
a bunch
anything.
Of stuff.
You don't get them anything because it's like, who's going to know? And if you say, oh, well, you're going to get them something, you know, it's a special baby toy they can use, you could give that to them on October 9th.
Right.
Right. And it's not going to really matter. But I got to say, guys, I'm on the side of you do go ahead.
Do you?
And get a little gift at Christmas.
Sure. A little gift is
fine. Yeah, or a couple.
I mean, she's talking, I mean, Nicole, we're talking probably like, you know, 5-6 gifts for the baby.
Because it really becomes more of a thing of joy for you as the parent when you're opening it for your child. And I think that is why. So I hear all of the arguments from people saying, no, you don't do it for a, you know, 1-year-old or an 8-month-old. I'm like, yeah, you kind of do. And that's
I mean, well, we went through that with Reed the first time around. And yeah, the joy, there wasn't that much joy.
There wasn't?
It was mostly us pulling wrapping paper out of his mouth for the entire morning. There wasn't much joy there.
There was no surprise. They bought all the gifts. Like, they knew what was coming.
I feel like I could go into her room and just pull a few things out that she already has, a couple stuffed animals, wrap them up and
you
just
could.
Put them under the tree.
You could.
Happy holidays, little blob.
People are overspending this time of year. You just had to buy a new dishwasher.
I know.
Well, your remote got canceled yesterday.
I know.
You don't have the money for
I had
this?
To put tires on my truck. I'm sorry. We're eliminated a few gifts
you
for
know,
the little one.
I see lines ringing right now, and we do want to talk to you about this at 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. What is your stance on getting gifts for infants? You know, you do make a good point, though, and I hadn't thought about this. But
What's
you can
that?
Just take, like, a jar of, like, that Gerber's baby food.
Right.
That she's going to eat anyway.
Wrap it up.
Like sweet potatoes.
Right. You could wrap up the strained peas or whatever and then open it. Oh,
Santa knows what you like.
This is for you. Oh. And it totally will be for her.
And then she poops herself.
Right.
Then you have to clean it up.
Right now we're talking about holiday gifts. Christmas or Hanukkah gifts for little infants. Jeremy's daughter is going to be 8 months old around Christmas time, and he's having this discussion with his wife about, do you get Christmas presents or Hanukkah gifts for an eight-month-old?
Right. I feel like I'm being a little bit of a Scrooge. I mean, I love my kids. Let's you know, get that out there, but it's just an opportunity to save a little cash.
Well, I see that, but, you know, it's...
Can I say, too, that I keep referring to Sweet Little Lila as the blob, and the only reason why I use that word is because, remember Angelina Jolie, when she had her baby, that's how she described it, and it just stuck with me. So blame Angelina. Please don't blame
Doesn't
me.
Doesn't make it better.
Here's Mia. Hello, Mia.
Total blob.
Hello.
What do you think?
I don't think you should get her a gift. I think you should save your money. You know, she's not old enough to understand what that is, especially if you guys got her a couple of gifts already. Why even waste any more money?
Right, two is great, and just maybe put a little donation into her college fund. How about that?
Exactly.
Good for you, Mia. Yeah. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think, you know, but I don't think it'd be the whole argument that she's not going to remember, but you will.
Right, there's going to be photos and videos.
It's your first Christmas with Lila.
I know.
Why don't you donate some toys in Lila's name to kids who have motor skills?
Why don't you get it?
All right, just leave that alone. Let's go.
I've got another thought, but first, here's Judy. Hello, Judy.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, girl.
Go for it.
Well, I think that I have three kids, by the way. I have a 10-year-old, a 16-year-old, and a 23-year-old. And so I've been through it a few times, and the first couple of years, they just absolutely would rather have the box that the toy came in.
Yeah.
So just don't get anything expensive. Don't really do, you know, just have fun with it. But you got to remember, you're setting a standard. If you're already going to buy and be fair and do all that, you're going to set yourself up later, Jeremy.
No, I know. Yeah, we've got to keep everything equal.
Judy speaks the truth.
Where can I? Is there just a box store around here?
Babies are like cats. You buy the cat tower, but then all the cat wants is the box the tower came in.
You go to one of those little shopette things or whatever, strip malls, and you go back behind in the little alley behind it, and all those stores have all their boxes out there. You can just
perfect.
Oh, little alley liquor shopping. Stores, too. Yes. Get her liquor boxes.
I'll go get some hooch and get a box.
Judy, have a great weekend.
Bye, Judy.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A little alley shopping this year for the kids.
Dumpster diving.
Here's Bethany. Hello, Bethany.
Hi.
What do you say?
Absolutely not.
Oh, absolutely not.
What a Scrooge is.
Put your foot down.
I know. I am such a pragmatist, but I have three kids. I had an eight-month-old at Christmas. One year, her favorite thing was the ribbons, and it was adorable, and we all loved it and took all these pictures of her playing with the ribbons.
That's a choking hazard, but okay.
I think that the focus shouldn't be on the number of gifts somebody should get. I think the focus should be, and we should teach our kids, when you give someone a gift, you give something that's meaningful to the person you're giving it to. It's not about the person that's giving.
All right. Well, I'm going to get her a box of butt wipes then.
And that if you want to teach your, you know, you want it to be valuable to your son, you can have him go to the store and pick out a plate.
Pick out the butt wipes.
Yes. Bethany also speaks the truth.
We're big on that. He has picked out a couple things for Lila.
I will tell you this, Bethany, just so you have a little bit of background into Mr. Jeremy Padgett here.
Here we go.
No, and you're not. You know I'm right with this.
Okay.
This is Jeremy's from the family that at Christmas, and I do not exaggerate, his parents would get both Jeremy and his sister more than 30, that's 30 gifts apiece.
Why we got to bring this up?
They open up presents for over 2 hours.
No, you said 4 hours.
Yeah, my in-laws are like that, and the majority of the gifts are like trinkety, things that I'm like, what the hell am I
going to
do with this?
You kind of are in my head. Yeah, all right.
We got to run, Bethany. Have a great weekend.
You too.
You didn't
Thanks
need
for
to bring all
mission.
That up. You
yeah,
didn't need.
Three
that wasn't
to
necessary
four hours of gift
which
opening.
Which is more than 2 hours.
That's irrelevant.
Did you tell me yesterday that you guys actually break for brunch in the middle of it?
I never said
Oh, my God.
Thing.
You need, like, sustenance to get all the way through? Here.
Why are you making this up so
Chris,
like, on
our
the fly.
Traffic diva just walked in. Jeremy's family, get a load of this, they'll start, go for 2 hours opening presents, break for brunch, then come back for another 2 hours.
Do you guys, like, train for this throughout the year?
This is just hearsay. This is not
unbelievable.
That's generosity. I like it.
We're it's a very giving, giving family. We're a giving family.
35 gifts per child.
It was like 30.
I'm just jealous that I'm not one of Jeremy's siblings.
We got time for one more call. It's Liz. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Thanks for being patient. What do you think?
Well, I think if the issue is you want to make sure Reed sees that his little sister gets the same amount as him.
Why?
Then it sounded like that was the reason for the discussion. If that is, then you pick out a few of her favorite things. If she likes those sweet potatoes, wrap them up, put them in a cool box that she can play with later.
There you go.
Wrap up the box of diapers you buy next time. Make them practical gifts, but the idea is you give people gifts of things they like or need.
I'm totally leaning this direction. I love this.
Yeah.
Wrap and you know what? Food, and think about little spoon.
Think about the video years from now when you look back on the video and you're opening up a thing and it's got, you know, strained carrots
or whatever. Yeah, it'd be hilarious.
Yeah, but she's not going to care about the strained carrots.
Yeah. No, she doesn't
care.
Playing
with the wrapping paper in the box, but Reed sees that she got a present.
Correct. Liz, I like this a lot.
Thank you for your call. I hope you enjoy your weekend.
You guys too.
Thank you.
But babies really are just like kittens.
We do need to at least address at some point, maybe next week on the show, this that the gift totals must be exactly even. We need to talk about that.
We do.
They need to, because otherwise it shows that you love one more child than the other.
Can Reed even count that high?
He can.
Four hours of presents, he can't
Unless
count that high.
Unless you teach them to be aware of how much each person's getting.
He can see that we love her more than him.
Oh, for God's sakes. Traffic is...
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.